The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
People will remember on Friday the news that the Pope Francis was admitted to hospital in Rome for treatment and tests for bronchitis. And in a statement today, the Vatican confirming that he is being treated for what they describe as a complex clinical situation and will remain in hospital for as long as necessary. Colm Flynn is a broadcaster with EWTN and the BBC World Service. Colm, what more can you tell us?
Hey, Kieran, good afternoon from Rome. I can tell you as much as you've just read out, really, in that I actually met Pope Francis. I met the Holy Father last Wednesday at his general audience. I had a chance to speak to him for a moment. He was visibly out of breath. He was struggling to talk. We knew that he had a flu for a couple of days, and then it turned into full-blown bronchitis. But Friday then, they announced that his schedule for the rest of the day would be cancelled. That morning, he had met Mark Thompson, the head of CNN, he had met a president, he had met some other dignitaries. But then they sent the Pope to hospital, they monitored him over the weekend, they told us he was doing well, he had a slight fever. But today, things changed slightly. And Kieran, it's always hard to know exactly what is happening because we get these statements from the Vatican. And sometimes the way they're worded, as you've just said, kind of a complex clinical picture is what they said. They said that he had a polymicrobial infection, which is this respiratory tract infection. It had led to further modification of his therapy. So that's what we're being told. We don't really know. All that we do know is that the rest of his schedule for most of this week has been cleared as well. And like you said, he's going to stay in for as long as it takes to get better.
This isn't the first time he's found himself in hospital, the same hospital, I think, actually, for treatment of bronchitis.
Yeah, the Gemelli Hospital here in Rome, I was there today doing some TV reports. This is where the popes are normally treated when they're ill. They're taken from the Vatican where they have a small medical room. If things get a bit serious, they take them to this hospital. And Pope Francis, even from the early days when he was growing up as Jorge Bergoglio in Buenos Aires in Argentina, he had a problem with his lungs even back then. In fact, when he was 21, after a bad dose of pneumonia, he had part of one of his lungs removed. So he's already compromised in that sense. And you just think back to 2023. In March of that year, he spent 3 nights in the same hospital because of bronchitis. December that year, he had a big visit planned to Dubai. They had to cancel that at the last minute because of bronchitis. So this isn't unusual that he's in hospital for this, but at the same time, he just turned 88 a number of months ago. His health has been deteriorating over the past couple of years. He's in a wheelchair. He struggles more on those longer international papal trips that I go on the trips with him. You can visibly see it's taking a toll on him. So at his age and with something like this, and when they're saying words like complicated and complex and, you know, new tests showing up, infections they hadn't seen before, it does cause a lot of people to be concerned.
Colm, listen, some people might accuse this question of being a little distasteful, but I don't mean it that way. But to what extent does kind of politicking begin in the background when the Pope is this ill?
Oh, the politicking has begun
never
a long,
stops,
long time
yeah.
ago. Yeah, as soon as he was given, as soon as he became the Pope back in 2013. No, but it's a good question. And, you know, it's kind of, it's the unspoken thing here. You're not meant to kind of call the next Pope while the sitting Pope is still there. But then again, we had the unique situation of Pope Benedict living for 10 years in the Vatican with Pope Francis there. And there was a whole big theological debate over, well, can a Pope resign? Who's the legitimate Pope? It was just fascinating. But you know, there are favourites. The favourites change a lot under Pope Francis because in the past it was very Italian, European centric. Then you had Pope John Paul II, like the coming from Poland. That was a huge deal. Pope Francis then coming from Latin America. Pope Francis has created a lot of cardinals from parts of the world where they've never had a cardinal, like Mongolia, South Sudan, Latin America. So when it comes to the next conclave, we think it could be a bit longer because a lot of the cardinals simply don't know each other. They don't know what they're voting for. And a lot of, I think, the cardinals think they're the anointed one. They're the favorite because Pope Francis has went to their country. He's went to visit them. He's surprised everyone by making them a cardinal when maybe they haven't had a profile before that. So when the time comes, wherever it does, but we hope for, you know, Pope Francis will stay healthy for a lot longer, but it will be interesting when the politics play out.
Yeah, it will. It'll be fascinating. But listen, ultimately, regardless of religious persuasion, it is an elderly man in hospital, so we'd wish him well. Cullen, thank you very much for speaking to us. Cullen Flynn, broadcaster with EWTN and the BBC World Service.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.